This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Now, 8 minutes, well, actually it's seven after. I don't want to give away a minute of your life. It's very important, those minutes, as we don't while away the time. This is important, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, with a focus on what's going on in the world of news talk radio, an event that takes place every week at this time, courtesy of the help of Michael Harrison and his staff at Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists, the story list, the people list, at gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen, here to play the role of host and play the role of introductory. I have introductory jobs that I have to do.
You're the host. Can I have a piece of cracker and cheese, please?
Yes. Would you like hummus for that?
A little hummus.
Hummus.
It's funny, when you said you don't want to take a minute away, in South Korea they have a new situation where everybody's going to be a year or two younger. Ain't that cool?
Really? How do they do that? I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, really? They're changing their calculations on how you age, and so everybody's going to be either be a year or two younger, thanks to a new law. I don't know much about it. It's breaking news, and I feel myself getting younger by the second.
Getting younger, right. Exactly. Well, you're not even a South Korean.
With a law like that, I'm moving.
Where is it that they're offering you $30,000 if you move to the country and buy a house?
There are places in the world where they pay you handsome sums and make you have all kinds of benefits to go there, which makes you wonder, you know, what's life like when you get there.
What is it really? Yeah. Why do you have to pay you to show up there? Yeah. Right. Good question. Okay. Story time, please, Mr. Harrison, if you will.
Okay, here
please,
we go.
Mr. Harrison, let's go.
It's been a heck of a week. We have at number 10, Iran executes a protester, and that's tied with Brittany Griner being freed. Number 9 is the Russia-Ukraine war. Number 8, the China-Saudi Arabia meetings. Number 7, the Respect for Marriage Act. Number 6, the January 6 criminal referrals. That net goes beyond Donald Trump, because we've yet to deal with him on this chart. And number 5, the economy and crypto woes. And I'm not talking about Superman's dog. At number 4, the Twitter Hunter Biden case and all kinds of other Twitter stuff. At number 3, SCOTUS hears NC elections law case. SCOTUS is the Supreme Court, and NC, I believe, is North Carolina this week. At number 2, Trump in 24 tied with his legal battles. And at number 1, the Georgia runoff elections and challenges that are happening in elections, and the new Congress leadership shuffling around. The People Survey, Brittany Griner, and at the last minute we are squeezing Kyrsten Sinema in there because she is announcing she's going independent in that.
Maybe Kirstie Alley, too, as we're doing the case.
Yeah, Kirstie Alley.
A lot of people talk about that, too, this week. Yeah.
Vladimir Putin at 9, Xi Jinping, and MBS. And I happen to know his name. And if you want me to tell it to you, I will, but it'd take about 2 minutes. His name is Mohammed bin Salman Al Saud. And he's called MBS. And James Baker and Hunter Biden are at 7. Elon Musk is at 6. Kevin McCarthy is at 5. Kerry Lake at 4. Number 3 is Donald Trump. Number 2 is Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker. And number 1 is Jumpin' Joe Biden.
So how many people on this list are scoundrels?
What kind of a question? They all are. No, I don't know.
In a manner of speaking, that's kind of why I asked the question. You look at this list, and you can come up with a rational conversation about all of them being scoundrels. They really, I'm looking at whether it's all of them. Herschel Walker, Biden, Trump, Lake, McCarthy, Musk, Biden, you know, the
Putin?
Leaders of Russia. It's just, I don't know about Brittany Griner. But what, you know, to get that's a late in the week conversation, along with, as you said accurately, Ms. Sinema leaving the Democratic Party. That'll shake up the Senate a little bit here and there, especially if Joe Manchin says, no, wait a minute, she did that, I'm with her, I'm going to become an independent too. Wow, that'd really knock their socks off, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, and become... well, the 50-50 split kind of took away some of their stuff, you know?
Yeah,
and,
right.
If they go and join the Republicans, then they will have very little stuff.
Well, she's not going to caucus with the Republicans, she said. Anyway,
well, that's
so,
the point. The point is, yeah, they're still Democrats, sort of. Well, Bernie Sanders is not really a Democrat.
Nah.
He's an independent.
Yeah.
No, but he really is an independent. He's not a Democrat. But he caucuses with them.
He does caucus with the Democrats.
They've got ways of spinning things, these people, to make it whatever they want.
Well, that's it. But they have the country and the political system by the short hairs. That's why we have all this discussion. The election, the number three item on the story list this week, the Supreme Court probably isn't going to hear this election law case, but or do anything about it. But yet, it's indicative of how focused the system is, whether it's the political system, the election system, our system, on the elections and how disruptive all of it is, because it's a mess. It's a mess.
It's complicated. It's very complicated.
Yeah.
It is in many ways a mess.
But is that by design, Michael? Is that because the parties are trying to confuse and mess everything up so that they think they can, by doing that, have an advantage? You know, that's all they think about is winning. That's all they think about.
Yeah, it is a degree of truth to what you just said in the question, you know, is it by design? It's partially by design. It's partially by just the fact that it's so big and unwieldy. And when you take into account that it's so big and unwieldy, you have to give a little room for it to be a mess. Because if you try to make it too unmessy, it could wind up being worse than what we have. It could wind up being authoritarian. It could,
be like Ukraine.
So democracy, freedom, the First Amendment, all of these things that we cherish in America are unwieldy and they're untidy and they're messy. What did the old Soviets say, and the commies, and the Chinese communists, and Kim Jong-un, and people like that? They say the American system is too not strong. It's
messy.
It's too messy. They can't make a decision.
They can't control.
Right.
Those guys want to control everything. So look at what's happening, though, in those authoritarian states. Look at the video and the pictures coming out of Tehran this week. The dissension there, the dissension in China, the dissension in Russia, with Generation Z and others making a lot of noise. Some people have been killed because they were protesting.
It's not that easy to control people for long. I mean, we have this tendency to want to have a strong rule and a strong man leader and control and law and order, but when it comes down to it, the human being is a complicated animal that wants to be independent.
Well, there are those who go around and try to figure out what is going on politically around the world. Some people say there are more democracies. Some people say there are fewer democracies. And so is that a trend? And if a trend is going away from democracy, but yet you look at these protests in China and in Iran and elsewhere, you wonder, okay, is that a call for change, and does that bring us into democracy? And is democracy the best thing? You know, we sell it because we want to convince everybody that we're the best, but it's maybe not the best for everybody, right?
It may not be the best for everybody. I mean, democracy in a country where everybody's a moron is not a very good idea. I'd rather have a benign dictator there. I mean, democracy is dependent upon an educated and a well-meaning electorate. Mm-hmm. If you have a dumb electorate, or you have, if suddenly 51% of the human race were evil and 49% good, well, I don't know if I'd want it there to be a democracy.
Do you think, though, that when you look at all these political leaders, I look at some of them and I think they're evil. I do think that some of these people, they have too much power, and they wield it, and they push people around. Look what happens when you're a freshman congressman, what they do in the name of party. You go along, you get nothing. They're going to put you in the doghouse. And then when they get into power, Kevin McCarthy, in order to get Green support, Marjorie Green, he had to promise her a seat on a big committee that she knows nothing about. She'll do nothing except disrupt it, but he needs her vote to become the Speaker of the House. So yeah. How corrupt is that?
It's disgraceful.
Yeah. And then in Iran this week, they hung a 23-year-old prisoner executing somebody who had been a protester.
Huh? Yep.
Okay?
Yeah.
And meanwhile, the North Koreans, their money's no good anymore. People, why would you want to have any money unless you're in North Korea? You can't spend money. The North Korean, or I guess there are a lot of countries like this, right? Can you go somewhere and spend a Russian ruble, or can you spend Chinese money? Like, American money is good everywhere. But,
well, that's only because of the power and the prestige of the dollar. There's an international war on currency always going on.
Yeah.
You know, one currency versus another currency, which is why cryptos failed ultimately, because it said it was both a currency and a commodity. That
right.
Doesn't work.
That's number five this week on the countdown, by the way, for those of you.
Yeah, but I ran out of rubles years ago. I don't know what it's like.
As long as you don't run out of scruples. All right. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here. I've got a message for those of you who want to surprise the lady in your life with the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. It's the soft, silky, natural nude pajamas from Pajamagram. Naturally nude pajamas. Wow. Imagine the look on her face when she opens that on Christmas morning. Hopefully the children are not around when you're opening this up.
Is that like the queen has no clothes?
It could be. Yes, the wife has no clothes. The lady of the house has no clothes. Order it now, and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie. $75 savings. This is their best-selling holiday gift at Pajamagram. So here's what you do. You go to Pajamagram.com. At Pajamagram.com, and you order the naturally nude pajamas, and you get the special extra deal. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you. Will you please? 18 past.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah, and we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details. This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online, ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Okay, it's 23 after the hour, and this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with interesting facts and memorabilia about what's going on, things that we'll remember until next week at least on the countdown. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. In the Focus, the charts for the week of December the 5th to the 9th. I'm Doug Steffen, number one, well, two, three, four. What are you laughing at? You've been cracking jokes here.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be funny.
You're sorry what?
Wait a minute, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be funny. This is a serious show.
Well, sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. It depends on what we're talking about here. I think that as we dig around, number nine this week, the Ukrainian war. I thought it was interesting. David Letterman is interviewing President Zelensky on his Netflix. Is he Netflix? What's he on? Yeah, Netflix.
He's on Netflix with this show in which he plays some guy with a head full of hair. So,
yes.
He's like,
beard.
That's David Letterman? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. So I never thought he was the greatest interviewer in the world anyway, but he can, because he has a name, he can get people engaged in conversation. And all of these people are always looking for the gotcha, right? They always want to try this big. How many people do you suppose have tried to get Zelensky to go on their program and be interviewed? I guess he has on a few, but why would he choose to sit down with David Letterman? Would be my question. Not that it's bad. I'm just wondering why the heck.
Why? I mean, I wish I knew the real reason.
I do, too.
I mean, the real reason could be he knows them from the old days.
Yeah,
the real reason could be they paid him off. The real reason could be that he, you know, used to watch David Letterman when he was a comedian. You know, Zelensky was a comedian. He played the part of a national.
There's the key. Genius. Michael's got it. That's the key. I didn't even think about that. He was. Before he was a politician. Yes, he was. No, good. That's
know.
Very good, Michael.
But I don't know. I may not be right. I didn't even know he was on the David Letterman show. Mm-hmm. I find myself not watching that show for some reason. There's something about David Letterman that...
Yeah, he's annoying.
Watching him does not make me happy.
Nope. He's not funny. No, he's not a funny...
There's something
about
him.
He's like all the late-night guys. These days, none of them are funny. They think they are, but they aren't. Fallon, maybe a little... But certainly Stephen Colbert is a big bore, big, big, big bore. anymore. And Kimmel is, you know, close behind. They never learned the lesson that Johnny Carson taught them, that politics, although we can talk about it, you shouldn't be on one side or the other. And they obviously, at least the two of them, Kimmel and Colbert, are annoyingly.
It's a different genre. It's a different genre. I wonder whether or not a Johnny Carson-esque type of a quote-unquote late-night show, because nobody stays up late anymore to watch them. They watch them in on demand the next day.
Yeah, right.
But I wonder whether or not that style could work. I know I'm dating myself severely here, and one should not do that on the radio, but there have been, there's a whole series of hosts that preceded Johnny Carson.
Steve Allen, Jack Barr.
And I was going to say, the one that stands out as, I don't know if he would work today, but he was quintessentially unique, and that was Jack Barr.
Yep.
And he would interview movie stars, and he would interview, you know, all kinds of interesting people, but there was nothing fluffy about it. He'd get upset and walk off his own show. He was walked off his own. And these shows were live.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. When the Carson Tonight Show started, that was live as well. Yeah. That's a great point. Very good point. Very sage point, in fact. Glad you made it here, because now we can move on. It's 28 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. You run a small to mid-sized business that stayed open during COVID? If you did, listen up, because there's some great news. Government funds are available that reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021 despite the struggles with COVID. If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for up to $26,000 per employee at ReliefChecks.com. ReliefChecks.com. You heard it right. Up to $26,000. Per employee, go to reliefchecks.com, answer a couple of questions, and then the experts at reliefchecks.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this government program than the tax experts at reliefchecks.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and only get paid at the percentage of the funds they get to you. If you have 5 or more employees, let reliefchecks.com help you out. Up to $26,000 per employee. Visit reliefchecks.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden announced a $36 billion bailout for the financially troubled Teamsters Union pension plan. The money will help roughly 350,000 people. President said the money is coming from COVID relief funds, therefore won't need any congressional approval. President Biden securing the release of Brittany Griner from a prison in Russia Thursday. The basketball player was exchanged for one of the biggest gun dealers in the world. The Merchant of Death is now able to jump back into his role. For 4 years, Paul Whelan has been waking up in a Russia prison cell, singing our national anthem to spite his captors. That's according to his brother David, who is still waiting for the administration to do the Marine right. The Orion spacecraft will splash down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego at 12:40 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices?
Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Coast to coast, border to border, north, south, east, and west. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine talking about all the things that are important in the world of talk media. And so we have this story list we go through every week, and I pick and choose some of the things that I think will be of interest and import and have Michael's sage input on them. We used to have a lot of time for sports discussion, or at least sports talk radio was a focus on the countdown, but because everything is a jumbled mess.
Actually, we talked about sports from the perspective of news talk radio.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Sports talk radio is not covered in this chart. I don't want people to get that impression. It's apples and oranges. Sports talk radio is a universe of its own. But when you have a situation like Griner is a quasi-sports story, or a World Series is happening, and there's a basketball player like Kyrie Irving gets into issues like anti-Semitism, then we talk about it. So. It really hasn't changed that much. It's just there's so much stuff in the news talk world right now.
Yes.
It seems that there's less sports talk on news talk.
Well, that's probably, okay, 2 and 2 is 4. Got it. I thought it was interesting I think this grinder thing will have some legs for a few weeks because people are now coming out of the woodwork, and I'm sure that there are going to be, and I sort of agree myself. I think this was a lousy deal for America. It answers the political challenges of somebody who's visible like Brittany Griner and all of the people who are whining about her being over there. But where's the, how come the Marine didn't get released? How come we didn't make a deal 2-for-1? And then you look at, I saw the DEA agent going public with, he was the one who took down Victor Bout, and he says the swap for him is going to have, he thinks will have huge repercussions for the U.S., and I think, he says, I'm in disbelief. Victor Bout was involved with the Saudis in September 11th. He's been responsible for all kinds of terrorism. I mean, what the hell? That's an even swap? I don't buy that at all. Do you?
It may not be an even swap in certain ways of measuring it, but from a public relations standpoint, she's a very high-profile figure. So from a public relations and image standpoint, there you have to throw that into the equation, I would guess.
She's a celebrity. In the name of sports being discussed and how much I know you love football, I thought it was interesting this Bobby Wagner thing with the what happened on the field and whether or not he was supposed to be arrested because he tackled somebody that invaded on the field. This happened earlier in the season. Why would somebody make a big deal? They're not supposed to be on the field, so he tackled the guy, and now the guy apparently wants to sue him. Everybody wants to sue everybody. I just, I get kind of a kick out of these things. But now he may be sued. He's not going to face any charges in tackling this guy. But I know you watch a lot of football. Did you watch that particular incident?
I didn't see it, but I'll tell you, I know about it. And when a fan breaks that barrier and runs out onto the field of play, that's a real serious crime. First of all, that fan could pose a terrible danger to the athletes. You don't know what because just the act of running onto the field shows such violent mental instability that anything could happen. So I would applaud any football player that tackles a menacing figure running in from the stands onto the field. I totally understand why he did it. And, the fan didn't belong there. And if you look at the history of, that type of encroachment of fans running onto fields, particularly baseball and football, where it's out there in a field as opposed to a more contained thing such as basketball, they don't mess around. You can have 7 security guards on the guy within 30 seconds. So there's a history of those type of people being greeted, with brute force.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my opinion.
Good. Okay. So I'm looking at the economy, which is number 5, and the reviews of what long COVID has done for the labor market and how bad that's been for the economy. We seem to be going back into the fall grind of focusing on COVID, where they get the shots, what's going to happen, the flu season's bad already, yada, yada, yada. But the underpinning dynamics, as I look around at this, I've seen 3 or 4 different pieces of analysis this week on what has happened to the economy. Basically, we stuck a knife in it. And so now the long COVID patients are sidelined from the workforce. That's one of the problems. People are asking all the time, we're in business, I can't get anybody to work for me. Where can I find, you hear that all the time. Restaurants, I mean, name the business, and they're having a hard time hiring people. And some are blaming it on long COVID. I don't know whether I buy that or not. What do you think?
Maybe to a point, there's a lot of mystery surrounding the current economy. And there have been so many upheavals in what we consider to be normal processes in the last few years, primarily caused by the pandemic and partially caused by the political polarization that we've had. We've had So much misinformation, fake news, and dirty politics, coupled with people being afraid of getting sick, coupled with people being sick, that it's hard to find one cause. What I'm amazed is that the economy is as healthy as it is, considering all of these bumps in the road.
When you look at this, a lot of conflicting stuff, and this hasn't really been well digested, nor I don't believe any of the stuff I've listened to, unless you listen to Bloomberg or something like that, the understanding of where money realities are. The Dow futures were down 150 points this week because of the hotter-than-expected wholesale inflation report. But then on the other hand, when you look at mortgage rates, they are going down again. Since September, they've gone down a half to three-quarters of a point, and they went down again last month, three-quarters of a point. So that's cooling. That's a sign that inflation is cooling. So on one hand, you've got a sign that inflation is cooling. On another hand, you have a sign that it isn't. So this makes the public think, I'm going to still go. It's Christmas. I'm buying stuff. I'm spending money, putting on my credit card. Right? And I mean, that's so
well, you're encouraged to spend. You're encouraged to spend.
Oh,
the
yeah.
News subtly tells people that if retail does very well at Christmas, it's good for the economy. Go out and support the economy, but don't get yourself in debt. You know, it's right. Like drink responsibly. What does that mean, drink responsibly?
Drink.
I mean, we understand what it means, but if you're encouraged to spend money constantly through our commercial society, the commerciality of our society encourages to eat poorly, spend largely, and not worry about
buy drugs. Take and make yourself better.
Buy drugs, and now gamble. And now gamble.
Yeah. Hey, let's go gamble.
Yeah. Well, gambling is now being encouraged, and especially to young people, you know, the aforementioned sports talk media conversation, that's really where the action is in terms of that discussion.
Wow.
Is the gambling component. So, no wonder people are confused. I've always been extremely conservative when it comes to money. I've always been very careful about my money. I'm very loose when it comes to live and let live. I, you know, that's why I'm very hard to categorize politically. But when it comes to my money, I don't care about what other people do with their money. But I've always been very, very conservative about it. So I've never bought into, hey, crypto, let's go make a fortune. I find a lot of the stock market and a lot of these, you know, like the tulips in the Netherlands, the tulip thing. Remember that story? I find they appeal to ignorance and greed. They appeal to greed. So the key to holding on to your money is, believe it or not, don't be too greedy.
Conservative is the way. That's what real conservation is about. The conservatives who claim to be conservatives, that really bugs me because they aren't at all. They don't even know what the word
means.
They don't even know what it is.
No.
It's about fiscal responsibility.
Right. But I do want to say one thing for people listening going, oh, that Harrison's a skinflint. When I say I'm conservative about my money, I'm talking about big things. I'm very, very generous when it comes to picking up checks, buying gifts, loaning money to friends, things of that nature. So it's complicated.
Mm-hmm. It always is complicated. That's what life is all about. It ought to be complicated because then it's interesting and we have great things to talk about. Do you run a small to mid-sized business that has stayed open for the last couple of years? You were open during COVID. We're just talking about the impact of COVID on the economy, on businesses. Listen up. I've got a great story here for you. The government is making available funds that reward companies who stayed open during 2020, 2021, despite the struggles during COVID. This is not about a loan. You don't have to pay the money back. If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company can qualify for up to $26,000 per employee at reliefchecks.com. Reliefchecks.com. That's right. Up to $26,000 per employee. Go to reliefchecks.com. Answer a couple of questions. The experts at reliefchecks.com will do the rest. Nobody knows more about the government program than the tax experts at reliefchecks.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work. They get paid a percentage of the funds when you get your funds. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits, churches, everybody qualifies. So if you took a PPP loan, you qualify as well. You got 5 or more employees, let reliefchecks.com help you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit reliefchecks.com.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking. What will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online. Ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
All right, a couple of moments for Michael Harrison's interview that he does every week at mhinterview.com. This week he has somebody who's been on the radio for quite a long time, has a great reputation. I wondered whether you had, when I first saw this, did you ever work with Patty Steele?
I never did. The first time I ever talked to her was a one-hour conversation on the Michael Harrison interview. And she's probably one of the strongest, I want to say female personalities, but she basically is the quintessential female sidekick, having been with Scott Shannon for so many years. And you just tell when you're dancing with her that you're dancing with a pro.
Yeah.
Ooh, she's a great, great broadcaster.
She has a great voice. She's very
smart, fun, soft inside, good heart. Yeah. She bears her soul. She's just a breast cancer survivor. Her kid was on heroin. She talks all about that. Plus, she has a even-handed knowledge of the news. And she's not partisan. She's funny. She's fun. She sounds good. She's warm. I never met her. I enjoyed doing this interview tremendously. It's at mhinterview.com. Radio fans, you'll love it.
Well, one of the things that's happening now as we talk about you, and we talk about our careers, your career, my career, the people we've worked with and around, and at the same time with, many are leaving. Scott Shannon is one of the guys that's been around for as long as you and I have been around, the same age.
He's like the Rush Limbaugh of DJs.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. And he, by the way, was the voice on the intro, I think, to... Wasn't he the voice of the intro on Limbaugh's show? If I'm not mistaken, I think it was.
I don't know. I don't know.
Johnny Donovan. Anyway, this is a great interview. Check it out. Patty Steele, good conversation. The mhinterview.com. Say it again, Doug. mhinterview.com. It's 10 before the hour.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Chuck Curry is here for Friday Movie Moments, an overview of what's going on at the theater, what you're going to see at the movies, what's maybe on TV, Netflix, etc., 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 etc. All right, so this is the theme from one of the, wasn't it, this is a comic book movie,
Home Alone.
Right? Oh, this is Home Alone. Well,
here's the question. Reason we play that, in full disclosure, I really didn't have much on my mind when I was going to go on the air. So I said, okay, let's throw in the theme to Home Alone because I'm trying to get into the Christmas spirit. And the reality is this is the movie I always go back to, Home Alone 1 and 2. And I was trying to decide, and It's a Wonderful Life. Week before Christmas.
About Love
was
Actually.
A big thing at the theater. Was a big audience. So It's Wonderful Life's always a perennial, my favorite Christmas film. But this would be second. The Home Alone 1 and 2. And I always say to myself, which one do I enjoy better? Even though the critics weren't overly kind to Part 2, I think it's equally as good and sometimes even better than the original film, simply because of the setting in New York City. So which one do you like better?
I don't like any of them. I knew
you would say that.
Yeah.
You're as predictable as my clock, I got to tell you.
Thank you very much. All right, let's talk about what's going on with these DC, the Superman stuff, the
You're all involved in this stuff now, huh?
Well, I think it's annoying. I thought both the Wonder Woman movies, I like the first one better, to be sure, but I didn't. I like the second one.
No, you're wrong there. I mean, that movie's bad, Doug.
It depends on your... What is bad?
I'm going to tell you what's bad. Here's the deal. Wonder Woman, the first Wonder Woman, was a much more serious film that worked on multiple levels. The sequel, 84, felt like I was watching a rewatch of Batman and Robin. The Joel show, it was so childish. It's like they dumbed it down to such a ridiculous childish level that I thought, for the most part, other than her, Gal Gadot, who was still very good, I thought that movie was embarrassing. And they dated HBO Max and theaters because of COVID. But I'm assuming her treatment, Patty Jenkins' treatment, which was not accepted by the new bosses at Warner Brothers, James Gunn. It was probably because it was in the same tone. I don't know.
So rewrite it and do something else. You know.
Well, they're going to do. They will do that. They will do that. I'm assuming they still want Gal Gadot in the role. But I just read today that at Warner Brothers there was a Batman Beyond movie in development, meaning Michael Keaton was going to play an older Batman in a standalone film, and they scrapped that. Also, I actually think that would work, but they also said they're up in the air on Superman now after bringing Henry Cavill back for the cameo in Black Adam.
Yeah.
If you're going to do a 10-year plan for DC superheroes, you have to have Superman in it. Now the question is, do they want to recast him? I don't know.
Nah.
I think he's really good as Superman. I would continue with him.
I would too. All right, here's an election sequel in the works from Reese Witherspoon.
That's that was a good movie, but that was a long, long, long time ago.
1999.
Also.
Huh? So who's going to remember it, and is it good news?
Here's another about remembering. Jackie Chan, in an interview, says that he's in talks to do a Rush Hour 4. Now, Jackie Chan's now 68. I mean, I love Jackie Chan, but let's be honest. Nobody's clamoring for, oh, boy, I can't wait for that Rush Hour 4.
For a lot of stuff.
I'd be surprised if this one materialized.
If Chris Rock is in it with him, I think that'd be okay.
That's Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker? No,
who's only done a handful of films in his life, and three of them were Rush Hour 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. Well, there's an interesting side. A lot of people don't know this, that Jackie Chan doesn't speak English. They have to feed him his lines.
Well, he's gotten better over time, but yeah, you're right, correct.
A little bit, yeah. And he speaks Chinese. And a lot of people don't want to support him.
And he's one of the richest movie stars in the entire universe.
Yeah.
Right. He's made a ton of his movies in China go through the roof.
Right. And that's why the Chinese government is behind him, and they're sort of noodling the people in China that want to, that are investing in movies that will be popular in China. They line him up first because he's that popular in China, but he's also popular here.
I got to tell you, I absolutely hate the fact that you know American movies, when they go to China, where China has to accept them, and the ones that are accepted do make a ton of money, and it can make a difference in their bottom line. But the ones who don't, like, they say, okay, we got to cut that out. You got to, like, I despise that.
And all right, Chuck Curry is here.
Studios suck up to them.
Movie Moments on Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.